Okay, daar is net soveel tyd so julle met aanhou en dit gaan vinnig gaan. Kom ons bid gou saam. Father God, thank you that you are here with us today. Father, thank you. Father, I can speak to every spirit man here. And Father, I just speak that you will open up each man's spirit, Father, to receive what is on your heart. Father, thank you that your heart for us is love. Father, and let this be to your glory. Father, thank you that I can just surrender unto you and say, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ alone. Amen. Dit het my so gebless. It blessed me so much. Last night when I was preparing the sermon, I actually asked God, God, what I want to ask you is please. And I said it with a kiss in it, tongue in a kiss, because I asked God, God, if this word is from you, let somebody read Isaiah 60. And I was waiting, in the prayer meeting for somebody to read Isaiah 60, and I didn't share it with anybody. And as soon as Sonica stood up and said, let's read Isaiah 60, he said, whoa, is this the year? And it's so a gift. So this is going to be interesting. Okay, I'm wanting to start with first just a, if I speak, I speak basically on love. That's where I want to start with. And I want to ask you, and it's quite a difficult question, but what is our definition of love? What is God's definition of love? You can look at John 3:16, how God loved the world that he gave his son. You can look at Corinthians 13, that the whole thing about love. You can, there's so many scriptures about God's love, God's love, God's love. And at the end, who can really define love? Because 1 John 4 verse 8 says, he who does not love does not know God, for God is love. Now define for me God. You. I can't define God. God is just way too big for my box. Define love. Love is too big for my box. God is so big. God is so, so big that I almost want to say one day we're going to go back to heaven, when we're going to be in heaven. Every day you're going to experience something more of God. Every day there's going to be something more of God. And that not day after day, but that into infinity and beyond. God is so big. His love is so big. And there's always more. There's just more of his love. There's just so much more of his love. There's just so much more of his love. The picture that I have basically is in Isaiah 6, where the seraphim is standing before God with the six wings, and one covering his eyes, the other one is flying with, the other one is covering his feet, and the seraphim is just standing there and saying, holy, whoa. And he can't even look into God's face because God is so big. And he stands there absolutely shattered, amazed, because God is so big. Can you define love? Can you really understand the greatness of God's love? God is love. I want to come just with a different kind of perspective on love, because there's so many aspects of love, and I just want to just paint a different picture on love today. And that's the start. I was once confronted by a Muslim, and he asked me if the God of love, he didn't understand the concept. And I also didn't understand when he asked me, if God is love, how can the God of love send his son to die for a wicked, sinful world? I couldn't answer him. How could God, that loves his son so much, send his son to die? I couldn't answer him. So I went to Daddy. So I went to Daddy's lap, and I sat on Daddy's lap and asked, Daddy, what's going on here? And God said, Johan, I love my son so much that I want the best, purest possible bride for him. And that bride can only be pure and holy and perfect in Christ Jesus. That bride can only be pure and holy when Jesus died and took him within himself so that that bride can stand pure and holy before me. Because I want the best for Jesus. You are the best for Jesus. Why? Because you are in Christ Jesus. Jesus wants the best. The Father wants the best for Jesus. And that is you, but only in Christ Jesus. So now I started asking God, okay, God, if I want a model of love, if you are love, I want the perfect model of love. And God just started opening up and saying, okay, look at the love that I as Father has for me, my child. Look at the love that Jesus has for the Holy Spirit. Look at the love that the Holy Spirit has for the Father. Did we ever think of it that way? We always look at it, the Father's love for us, Jesus' love for us. Yes, amen. But do you ever thought of the fact that the Father loves the Son so much? Do you ever thought of the fact that the Spirit loves the Son so much, that the Son loves the Father so much? And that is the perfect model. Love, loving love. Love, loving love. Whoa! So much love. It was for me just like, there's just so much love. And could you ever think of, and I'm just picturing, God, now I need to try and make this my own. So how did Jesus love you so much? And he just loved God the Father so much that he was just so obedient and said, I'll do nothing except what I see my Father do, and I'll die for him on the cross. I'll be obedient unto the cross. And the Holy Spirit working in our lives, doing everything possible for us. And why? Taking no glory for himself, giving all glory to Jesus, saying, I love you so much, I want you to have all glory. And the Father just saying, I want you to see and understand the fullness that I have for you in my Son, Jesus Christ. Not one of them focusing on themselves, but each one focusing on the other Trinity person. I'm still trying to figure this out. It's too big for me to actually comprehend. But at least we're starting to think about it. Now, what makes this more exciting is actually the fact that the love that the Father has for the Son and the love that the Son has for the Holy Spirit and the love that the Holy Spirit has for the Father is manifested in you. You, the love that each one of that Trinity has is manifested in you. God wants to use you as his workmanship, as his piece, as his product, so that he can show the love. The Father shows his love to Jesus through you. Mark that sin. And that is for my absolute mind-boggling. That I'm actually that piece that God used to actually manufacture love. I used this before in one of my sermons. And 1 John 3 verse 1 says, behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Now I want to ask you, what do you need to produce a child? You need a mother and a father and an act of love. What happened when you became a child of God? Jesus, as the Word, was impregnated by the Holy Spirit. And what was the product? In that act of love, you were produced. You are the product of pure love that's loving pure love. That's in your DNA. That's the capacity that you're carrying. That is who you are. You are the product of pure love. Do you realize what you're sitting with? Do you realize what is in you? Do you realize what you are carrying? You're carrying the capacity of pure love. You are the manifestation of pure love. You are the manifestation of pure love, loving pure love. What is again quite exciting about this? God's using you to show that pure love to somebody else. You are the carrier at the end. When you start sharing the word of God with other people, you are actually the masterpiece that God's using so that you can carry that love to somebody else. Dis vir my net te veel. Ek besef net hoe pragtig waar daar so baie wat ons het om te gee. Okay. I'm standing at the place and I'm asking God, God, Father, come and love your son through me. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to try this because you need to do this through me. You can just use me as you want to. You can every day do in a new creative way, use me to love your son. Son, Jesus, come and use me and manifest your love to the Holy Spirit. And however he wants to do it, that's his problem. I just want to be part of it. And it's so lekker. It's just, wow, God, whatever way you want to use me to love, use it. Because I want to be a manifestation. You are a love machine. God loves you and he wants to use you to love. Ephesians 3 verse 17 says that Christ might dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that you, what, may be filled with all the fullness of God. Yeah, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. And where does it start? With love. Love that surpasses all knowledge. But what do you have again? You have the fullness of God at your hands. You have the fullness of God within you. I always have visions for this thing and that thing. My vision is going out and changing the world, Pinky and the Brain, and my vision is just getting bigger and bigger, and then realizing, God, my vision is I just wanted to understand your love and be just absolutely wrecked in your love. My vision is, God, I just want more of your love. I just want more of your love. The more that I understand of your love, the more of your fullness I receive. By receiving more of God's love, suddenly it becomes a place of, God, I realize actually I'm sitting with so much joy. I'm sitting with so much strength. I'm sitting with so much hope, because all of that is available, because love is actually being manifested and the fullness of God is just working its way through me. And suddenly I have so much of what God is. Jesus is my joy. He that is love is suddenly also my joy. He that is love is suddenly my strength. He that is love is suddenly my hope. And it all comes together because the fullness of God is manifested in me. John 15 verse 9 says, as the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abided in his love. And then what? These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. Why? Because of love. Love actually comes through and it produces joy. Love comes through and it produces hope. Love comes through and it actually produces strength. Where does it start? With love. Jo, daar so baie in liefde. Christ within me. Love within me.
suddenly my joy, suddenly my strength, suddenly my peace. That's who is within me. That's what is within me. The fullness of God manifested within me. That's my inward reality. My inward reality is the fullness of Christ. Now the challenge is that inward reality God wants to manifest outwardly to the nations. I want to give you an example. Jesus going with his disciples on the boat in the Sea of Galilee. Storm is picking up, raging seas. What is Jesus doing? Dorsing. Having a time of his life, laying down, sleeping. And what is his disciples doing? Running around, throwing water out of the boat. And, whoa, big problems here. And Jesus is dorsing. What's happening? What's inside of him? His inward reality is rest. His inward reality is peace. That's who he is. So the disciples running around, stand up, Jesus, please come and help us here. And Jesus is like, what's your inward reality? Stand up, speak your peace. Stand up, speak your rest. Storm, be still. The inward reality manifests with outwardly. The inward reality become with the external reality. That's who he is. He's within you, the fullness of Christ. The fullness of God within you. Speak your inward reality outwardly. That's what God called you to do. You are an atmosphere changer. You are called to change atmospheres. You are called for where you are to change the atmosphere. What is your atmosphere inside of you? What is the reality inside of you? Because you're called to change the outward reality according to your inward reality. Do you realize what you have inside of you? Okay. Het gaan vinniger as wat ek gedink het. Fantasties. One concept still that I want to share, and this is for me actually so mind-boggling. Where did it all start? It all started with love. With love, we receive the fullness of God. With the fullness of God, we are changed. As we are changed, we're changing our atmospheres. I've got a question. God usually works with me in questions. Why wasn't the Holy Spirit poured out while Jesus was still on earth? The Holy Spirit came and he ascended on Jesus when Jesus was baptized. But then you don't hear anything about the Holy Spirit manifesting himself while Jesus was walking on earth. Why, when Jesus spoke to people that didn't necessarily walk after him, that followed him, that turned and repented, didn't receive the Holy Spirit then and actually could take the gospel further? Why didn't Jesus give the Holy Spirit then? Why did he have to die first, ascend to heaven? John 7 verse 39 says, because Jesus wasn't glorified yet. Okay? Keep that in the back of your mind. Jesus wasn't glorified yet. Now what did Jesus do? Jesus came to earth, walked on this earth and fulfilled the law. Okay, he paid the full price for the law. He gave his life to fulfill the appetite of the law. He initiated the execution of the kingdom of God here on earth. With that, signs, wonders, miracles, demons fleeing. Jesus did that. From there, he died on the cross, crucified, dead, buried. For 3 days. Still no Holy Spirit. From there, ascended.
went up into heaven, placed at the right hand of God, and then what? And then Jesus got glorified and received the name above every name. Okay, we're going somewhere. Now I'm asking you the next question. What is the primary purpose of the Holy Spirit? There's quite a few things that the Holy Spirit actually does for us. He's our comforter. He's our helper, our encourager. He strengthens us. He convicts the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. He imparts gifts to us so that we can be effective witnesses to this world. Sum that all up. What is the primary purpose of the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is the one that changes you to the image of Christ Jesus. The Holy Spirit is the one that takes your life and changes it to the image of Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2 verse 10 says, "For we are His workmanship, created anew in Christ Jesus for good works." Now that word workmanship is in Greek the word poiema, I think. Yeah, well, I know it's the word, but how you pronounce it, I'm not absolutely sure, but poiema. That word comes from the word poem or poetry. So what's going on here? The Holy Spirit has you in His hand, and He's writing a poem of your life. He's having this absolute canvas, and He's painting a picture. The Holy Spirit is having you in His life, changing you, breaking, taking, giving, taking away. And He's creating you in what? The model of Jesus Christ. Now again, why wasn't the Holy Spirit poured out? Because Jesus wasn't glorified yet. The Jesus that walked on this earth was not the model that the Holy Spirit had to paint. The Jesus that died, that overcame death, was not the model that the Holy Spirit had to paint in your life. The Jesus that ascended was not yet the model that the Holy Spirit had to paint. It's the Jesus that received all glory. It's the Jesus that was risen from the dead, that overcame, that received the name above every name. That's the model that the Holy Spirit is painting you into. Whoa! Do you understand what this means? Do you understand what you are called for? Do you understand? And understand this, please, because God doesn't share His glory. It's not you. It's Christ within you. It's not who you are. It's who Christ is within you. But what? He called you to be seated in Christ Jesus, the name above every name, having all glory. That's the glory that God wants to manifest within you. That's the glory that God called us to be. And it's not you. It's Christ within you. But that's why the Holy Spirit wasn't poured out yet. Now the Holy Spirit is poured out into our lives. And what? We not only called for signs and wonders, miracles, ascending, being raised, the dead. You have to ask, you are flipping by. We called to be the manifestation of the glory of Jesus Christ Himself. Do you realize what you are called for? Do you realize what you have within you? Do you realize what Christ has for us? I'm ending off already. Yeah. Colossians 1 verse 27 says, "To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. John 17, verse 22, this is Jesus speaking. And the glory which you gave me, Jesus speaking to the Father, and the glory that you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18, but we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are being transformed in the same image as Jesus, from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. What am I trying to say? Do you realize that the Spirit of God wants to change you into the image of Christ Jesus? That manifest glory is upon you. That manifest glory is part of you. Pursue love. Receive the fullness of God. Desire the Holy Spirit. And you become more and more of the image of Christ Jesus. Why? This is not for yourself. Romans 8 verse 19. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of who? Of the sons of God. Creation is waiting for the sons of God to arise, to stand up. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope, because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Creation is waiting for us to stand up and shout out and show the glory of God. Creation is waiting for you to manifest the glory of God. Why? And they long for it. They desire it. Creation can't wait, actually. We want to be delivered from this bondage of corruption. We desire this. The whole creation is shouting out for it. And we've got the answer. We can manifest this. More of the Spirit, more of love. Love Jesus. Jesus and the Holy Spirit impregnating one another. Giving one life. And then guess what? With what am I ending off with? Isaiah 60. Why? Because this is God calling us. This is God calling us. Arise, shine, for your light has come. Your light has come. Go and read it. That has been spoken over Jerusalem. Jerusalem actually represents also us. It's spoken over you. Arise, shine, for your light has come. And what? The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. What's going on here? This has already been spoken in the Old Testament. God already knew. What's the answer? The answer is you in Christ Jesus with the power of the Holy Spirit. You manifesting His glory. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. Isn't that what we're living in? But what? But the Lord will arise over you, and His glory will be seen upon you. Yo. Verstaan ons dit? Kry ons dit? That's what you called. You called for glory. God's glory manifested upon you. And His glory will be seen upon you. And what? Gentiles shall come to what? Your light. And kings to the brightness of your rising. Creation is waiting for the sons of God to arise. Creation is waiting. They're longing for somebody to stand up and say, listen, hello, follow me. I've got the answer. The answer is Jesus. Christ.
Christ within you. That's what God called you. Me. I can't stand back. I need to run into this. I want more of this. And where did it start? It started with love. The fullness of God. And God wants to manifest His glory in us, through us, in the fullness of Christ. I've got one vision. I've got one aim. I just want to love God. I just want to know His love. And suddenly, there's so many things that fall into place.
I can only share this. I can't do anything about it. And I almost want to say you can't do anything about it. Just receive it. That's as easy as it is. Ask God. Hunger and thirst for God. Hunger and thirst for the Word of God. Hunger and thirst for Jesus. Hunger and thirst for His Holy Spirit. Hunger and thirst. That's it. Hunger and thirst. I just want more and more and more and more of Jesus. I just want more of His love. All the other things suddenly become so nothing. All the other things is just so irrelevant. I just long for the love of God. And it all started with just receiving the love of God. I can't work for it. I'm not even trying to work for it. It's not even worth it to work for it. God, Father, come and love Jesus. And if you want to use me, Jesus, come and love the Holy Spirit. And if you want to use me, and He wants to, that's what's so lekker. He wants to. Guys, that's what I want to share. And what is so interesting, the fullness of God surpasses all knowledge. This is not a knowledge thing. It's a spirit thing. Open up your spirit. Speak to your spirit, man. Receive, spirit, man. I can't necessarily comprehend this, but receive, spirit, man. Receive. Open up, spirit, man. That's how I pray nowadays. I speak to my spirit, man. Spirit, man, stand up. Awake. Come up now. Your time is here. Receive. That's what God calls us to. Receive, spirit man. There's so much. There's so much. Receive, spirit man. Speak to your spirit man. Father, Lord, thank you that you actually make it so easy for us. Lord, and in this I also start understanding why you're just saying more and more, renew your mind, renew your mind, renew your mind. Because with renewing of the mind, there's love. In love, there's freedom and truth. And then with truth, there's freedom. And then there's liberty. And it's all just so much, Lord. And you just want to give us so much. Lord, And I want to speak to each one's spirit, man. Yeah. Lord, I want to speak and I want to speak a blessing into each one's spirit, man. Yeah. Spirit, man, of each one that's sitting underneath my voice, I speak to you, awaken. Spirit, man, of each one sitting underneath my voice, awaken, rise up, stand up, turn your face towards the living God. Spirit man of each one sitting under my voice, turn your face towards the living God. Father, and you will shine upon us. You will shine upon us. You gave that word for us already. Spirit man underneath my voice, turn your face towards the living God and receive. Receive the fullness of Christ Jesus. Receive the love of Jesus Christ. Receive the impartation of the Holy Spirit. Receive. Receive now in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, come. It's you that makes this possible. That's you that impregnates us. It's you that gives life. Holy Spirit, I ask, come. Come and awaken our spirit, man. Come and awaken, build our spirit, man. Build our spirit, man. Spirit, man, arise. Stand up. More of Jesus. More of the Holy Spirit. More. Lord, we want more. We're not satisfied where we are now. We want more. There's so much more, Lord. There's so much more. You are just so big. There's so much more. Receive. Lord, I honor you. Lord, I honor you for what you call us to be. I honor you for who you are. I honor you for your love, Lord. More of your love, Lord. More of your love, Lord. I just love you so much, Lord. I want more of your love, Lord. Be glorified, Jesus.